T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a Patriots Friday edition of OMF with Lou Merlone.
I hate watching this team.
Christian Fourier.
I hate Jason Tatum.
And Glenn Ordway.
I'm going back and I'm going to shove it right up the Celtics' ass.
The Celtics had another disastrous night in the bubble.
Butler for the jam. Hustle for Jimmy Buckets.
Are we witnessing the implosion of the Boston Celtics?
What happened after the game? Nothing happened in the locker room. I don't know what you're talking about.
Mike Lombardi joins the show at 4 p.m.
When you have the best coach and you have the best quarterback, pretty good chance you have the best team in the AFC East.
Now it's time for OMF.
Where are the green teamers?
On EEI.
Gentlemen, we may be experiencing a first here today at OMF. Got? I believe that the green teamers are actually going to be pissed today. Pissed at individual players, pissed at their coach, pissed about the prospects of this team in the future. Green teamers are going to be pissed,
You think so, huh?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm usually not emotionally affected by these games, like, because it's taken me a while to remove my emotion from the Patriots games, right? So, but and I never thought I would be emotionally attached to the Celtics because, you know, of course I'm from the West Coast, the best coast. But I couldn't sleep last night. Could not sleep, Glenn, because how aggravating this team is. They're so aggravating. They're so irritating. I used to love this team. Now all I do is I just hate them.
Oh, they're no longer lovable?
No, it's worse than that. It's worse than that. We'll dive deeper into it, but
yeah, that was frustrating to say the least, and for different reasons. I would say, and obviously it boiled over until afterwards, after that game. So, I think it got real interesting last night. I was extremely disappointed. I think you're right, actually. I think green teamers will be pissed.
They should be.
They should be pissed.
If they're not, Lou, there's something wrong with them. You know, then they're brainwashed. Then they should be criticizing their team. They were outworked last night. Their team was not the smarter team on the floor. So let's do this, because there's so much to get to with this game last night and where the series is right now. Let's start at the end and work our way back. Because we had a game last night. Celtics failed miserably once again to close out a game when they had a big, huge lead, and at the end when they had an opportunity to sneak it out. And then when the game was over, apparently, there was a little bit of a problem in the locker room. So this is Sham Sharania after the game. Sources from The Athletic. Sources told The Athletic that Marcus Smart stormed into the Celtics post-game locker room, saying that other players needed to be held accountable and not simply point the finger toward him when things are going wrong. As Smart continued and his voice grew louder, sources said Brown snapped back and shouted that Celtics players must stay together and that their actions must come as a team, not individually, and that Smart needed to cool off. Those sources added Smart had verbal exchanges with a couple of the assistant coaches during the game. Smart and Brown had a tense interaction inside the locker room with objects thrown around. Teammates defused the situation before any physical altercation could take place, sources told The Athletic. Others are claiming that they were pissed off because he was calling them out, and Smart then got called out for taking an ill-advised three late in the game. And Woj just came out with a tweet here in the last hour saying that Brad Stevens got the fellas together last night, a little late night Thursday meeting in the hotel room with Kemba, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Marcus Smart. So I'm going to start with you, Mr. Fourier, Mr. West Coast guy. Is this a problem, a bigger problem that we're seeing physically out on the court?
This is the very definition of imploding. This is exactly what it looks like. Frustration, irritation, fingers being pointed at the wrong person where they really should be more focused on the thumb. That is what when I saw this, I was like, uh-oh. Good luck digging yourselves out of this hole. Now, I don't mean an 0-2 deficit. I mean a relationship that does not exist, a trustful relationship that does not exist between the team members. It's done. Like, they are Dunsky. I'm officially calling it right now, Lou. They are Dunsky. And look, I haven't even had my shirt on. Like, done.
Well, I don't know if they're done or not. I actually loved this little fight after the game. What? I loved it.
Really?
Yeah, I did. Because wouldn't you be more worried if there wasn't one? Are you kidding me? With that effort? With how careless they played? Without the fact that you've had the lead twice? You know, in back-to-back Eastern Conference final games and you've coughed it up? The lazy turnovers, the unforced turnovers that you gave up. Yeah, if they weren't pissed at each other, if somebody didn't call somebody out, if they didn't start throwing things around, wouldn't you be more worried about this team? Like, if this was last year's team and this happened after a loss, I would agree with you, Christian. I would sit there and say, you know what? This team hates each other anyway. They can't wait to go home. They got two games left. They're already packing their bags. They just don't like each other. I don't see that with this team. I don't think that's the case at all. I think they do like each other. I do think that they enjoy being around one another. So this is something that had to come out, and it should have come out after what you just saw. If they just were quiet and came to the podium and went home, we'd be sitting there going, what is up with these guys? They got to be pissed, right? At least that showed me that they were. Listen, I like the fact that they did it, to be honest with you. As a matter of fact, I love the fact that they got into it.
Well, there's one other piece to the puzzle here that, because I tended to agree with you initially, Lou. I've seen enough teams blow up over the years, really good teams and good basketball teams, and it be a productive thing. So initially, I came out and said, I thought they were doing something positive. Then I started hearing some of the details, and more important at the end, it has been revealed and leaked out to the media. And if you read it, it's all leaked out from one side. So Marcus Smart is the bad guy from beginning to end in everybody's description. And Jaylen Brown is the good guy. He was the guy that was bringing everybody together. Oh, we must come together as a team, not individually. Kumbaya, let's do it. Let's everybody hold hands. I don't like this. To me, this is right now, they're knifing each other right now. This is not good.
Who are you saying leaked it?
I think Jaylen Brown leaked it. I think it's coming from somebody who is either Jaylen Brown or is clearly taking Jaylen Brown's side. I wouldn't mind it if they had a fight and we heard what Gary Washburn was tweeting out last night. They're throwing chairs and everything. And then everybody comes out of the locker room and nobody says a word. You know who would do that? The New England Patriots would do that. You would never hear all of the you wouldn't. You wouldn't hear the details.
Doesn't mean that's wrong. It has to be the only way to do it.
Oh, I think this is awful. I think this is bad. I do.
I mean, this is aren't these the signs that you're looking for? This, I'm actually surprised you're looking at it this way. Hey, it means they care, right? Yeah, they're fighting, they're throwing stuff. It looks to me like it's falling apart. That's what happens when you don't have the composure to not throw a chair. So somebody's calling Marcus Smart out for shooting. And Marcus Smart is sitting there going, wait a second, chump. I've been saving your ass series after series.
All right, so who's
someone's going to sit there and call me out after as hard as I'm working? And now, okay, so screw you, whoever you are. You're lazy. You take plays off. If we're going to start judging and calling people out, okay, it's everybody's open for interpretation. Okay, it's open season on everybody's play, and you're going to call me out. Are you out of your mind? Is this a team or not?
Well, listen, I don't think anybody should be calling Marcus Smart out for taking threes.
But they did.
I understand that. So I like Marcus Smart. Absolutely. Snapping on these guys. You know, so it's all falling apart, right? So Marcus Smart's pissed, whether Tatum's calling him out or Jaylen Brown's calling him out or Kemba Walker. Is there, other than those three, do you think anyone has the authority to call out Marcus Smart? So it's one of those three. We agree? I mean, Semi Ojeleye's not sitting there saying, I can't believe you took that three. Correct? So one of those three, one of those leaders. And I think all three of them should look themselves in the mirror. I mean, so I don't think, I mean, certainly Kemba Walker going to call out Marcus Smart for taking a bad three with the way he's been shooting?
But Lou, the issue I have.
Jaylen Brown?
Well, I mean, and that's.
Tatum's going to call out Marcus Smart for taking a bad shot?
That is my point. So
really?
Sure enough, now You're starting to hold a grudge against another guy who's all hustle, who's all grit. And you, not one person on this team has saved a game when it mattered. Right. None of them.
Well, I'm just saying what you're missing, what it sounds to me, is what's going on. You're missing a leader. You're missing your head coach to sit there and say, hey, I'm the one that decides who the hell made a bad shot. Zip it and shut up. You want me to go through this? Want me to go through the tape? I'll go through the damn tape. Whichever one it is, Tatum. You want me to go through the tape? Want me to count how many bad shots you've taken? Or Kemba, do you want to go through it? I got your back, bro, but you think you've taken good three-pointers? You're taking good shots? You know, Jaylen Brown? So if you had a guy that sat there that watched this whole thing unravel last year, this is the problem. That whole locker room is repeat offenders. You know, you talk about the Patriot stuff, right? Hey, don't make the same mistake twice. They love making the same mistake twice. Not twice, three times, four times, five times. A head coach sat there and watched his team implode last year, took no control of his locker room. Can he control this locker room now? So all of it. These guys, it's important to close out and dominate in the second half and not have bad third quarters. Really? You're going to say this every single day after a game?
Well, Danny Ainge tried to warn everybody.
But I like the emotion afterwards. I don't mind it. Sorry.
Okay, Danny Ainge tried to warn everybody last year when everybody wanted to blame Kyrie Irving. And by the way, after game one against Milwaukee, everybody was praising Kyrie Irving. Ooh, he's bringing everybody together. And then when they lost four in a row, and when you lose, you suddenly find out what you're made of and how you can handle this stuff emotionally, and they all blew up. And maybe everybody got fooled again this year. Because Danny Ainge said, don't blame it all on Kyrie. We have a lot of other issues in that locker room. And I think they're coming out right now. The fact that Smart was having verbal exchanges with the assistant coaches during the game, that's not new.
The body language
of these players during the course of the game, like a truck had run them over. They can't handle this emotionally right now. But what happened in the locker room, the thing that worries me the most, Lou, is they have a meeting with the head coach right after this, and somebody couldn't wait to pick up the phone and get a hold of Shams and tell him, you wouldn't believe what happened. Yeah. This is what happened, and gave them detail of exactly what was being said. That's going to have repercussions in the next couple days. I'm convinced of it. All right, let's break it all down. We'll get to the game. Mike Lombardi joins us at 4 o'clock. We got a big football game coming up in Seattle on Sunday night, so we got a lot to get to. We'll do it, and your phone calls, your reaction. Are the Celtics Dunsky, as Mr. Fourier has already commissioned? Dunsky, 617-779-7937.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And that'll do it. The Miami Heat take a 2-0 lead here in this best-of-seven conference final as the Heat overcame a 17-point deficit early, then lost the lead in the fourth only to make the big plays down the stretch.
And I seen bad body language from Jason Tatum.
Yep.
And I seen bad body language from Jaylen Brown all throughout the game.
I was standing probably 25 feet from the mouth of the locker room when I started to hear yelling and screaming, and it sounded like a chair or something heavy was being thrown at the wall.
Here's this tweet from Gary Washburn. Smart comes out and says, y'all on that BS, team is imploding. Been outside a bunch of locker rooms in my days. That was as raucous as I've ever heard.
Put on my reporting hat. Let me just tell y'all what I heard. In the aftermath of the game, Marcus Smart got into it. He was going off on the team, and Jaylen Brown stepped up and told him to calm down. We all a team. Let's come together.
Kemba, with things getting kind of emotional after the game, what do you kind of have to do as a leader?
I don't know what you're talking about. Ain't nothing happening in the locker room.
Marcus Smart took an ill-advised three, and some folks have to talk to him about that. He didn't appreciate that as well from what I heard.
What happens in the locker room, you got to stay in the locker room.
The tenacity and the toughness and the never say die attitude of the Miami Heat
is breaking down the Boston Celtics.
Totally agree right there. Chris Broussard, right? Totally agree with him. He's right. Miami's not played well in the first two games. They have come up with big, huge plays, but they're not playing well. They're going to play a much better game here in the next couple of games. They're due for one of them. They're not playing well, but they got big balls. They go out there, and they just are mentally tough, and you're not. And so we're finding out a little bit more. Adrian Wojnarowski just wrote a story. It is out. He claims that Brad Stevens got the guys together, the four key players that we're talking about, at 1 a.m. down there in his room, down in the bubble. So obviously he was extremely concerned with what came out of that meeting.
Wait, so Lou, do you want to change your mind now? Come on now, listen, hold on. Be real, Lou. We know what happens when you start having team meetings 2-3 weeks into a season. That's usually a sign of trouble, and they don't ever work. When you're having team meetings at 1 a.m. after a big blowout and a big loss, and you're down 0-2 with just four guys and your head coach, come on now. I'm giving you an opportunity.
I'm staying with it.
No, I know you don't believe it.
Here's another reason.
That is the sign of death. That is death knocking at your door.
It's a problem because Lou brought up an interesting point, and he said these are the only guys that can talk. The other guys on the team don't have that voice. They're passive. But the guy that was in there screaming at the guys was the heart and soul of the team. I think we all agree that he's the team leader. Marcus Smart is.
Glue's brilliant.
Okay. He's the guy.
I'm the professor.
And what they're doing is they're going back. Certainly, it sounds like Jaylen Brown was going back at this so-called leader. So you go back out on the court Saturday night, Lou, and if I'm one of those other players, I'm sitting there going, what do I do?
Yeah, but
do I pass the ball to Marcus?
I know. But you're making it sound like Jaylen Brown was going back at him. Right? That's what you just said.
It sounds like that.
Actually, all the reports are saying that Jaylen Brown's like trying to calm him down and saying we're in this thing together, correct?
No. Shams was claiming that Jaylen Brown was sitting there basically, you know.
Everything I've read, the Washburn that was there, every report I've read was that Jaylen Brown is just pretty much telling him to just, hey, trying to calm him down.
Washburn didn't hear any
thing,
of it.
That we're in this thing together.
Yeah, I don't think Washburn heard any of it. He heard the noise outside the locker room. But what Shams is telling you is he's giving you a story right now that Marcus Smart went off the deep end. He's screaming and yelling. They're going back at him because he took an ill-advised three-point shot. And then Jaylen is sitting there trying to calm him down, saying we're all in this together.
Yeah, yeah.
To me, when I read that,
I understand.
It sounds like a cute little story all written to support Jaylen Brown and to basically knock Marcus Smart. That's the way I read it. So you tell me, does that make any sense that Marcus Smart would leak that story out based on the context?
No. And whoever leaked it out probably shouldn't have, right? But him telling him, hey, calm down, we're all in this thing together, you know, because maybe obviously that might tell you that Jaylen Brown wasn't the one that was calling him out for shooting an ill-advised three. So would it come from Tatum? Did it come from third team? You know, all NBA team, guy that got a fifth place vote in the MVP because he wants to take every single shot.
But you already
said it. So maybe if it didn't come from Tate, because why would Jaylen Brown say, hey, calm down, we're in this thing together if he's the one calling out Marcus Smart? Okay, so now you're telling me it's Tatum or it's what's his name?
Because there were reports that they had to be separated. So it got that loud.
So, yeah, because Marcus Smart's one of those guys that probably when he loses it, he loses it. So nobody can get him. I play with Carl Everett and I play with Milton Bradley. Okay, when they lose it, they lose it.
Just get out of the
way. Whoever's in my face, now I'm fighting you. Yeah. You're trying to calm me down? Yeah. Now I hate you.
It seems like one of those guys. It's so funny because it's almost like, okay, it has a timer on it. And usually it'll just fizzle out and then everything will be fine. It's almost like it never happened. So it's almost like a mini tantrum. It's a professional tantrum is what they're having. Everybody's at blame. Everybody's at fault. I'm mad at everybody. I don't care who you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, the thing, though, that frightens me the most, Christian, is that this not only got leaked out, it got leaked out hours after it happened. This wasn't we go 2-4 days and then somebody finally gets wind of it.
It's the bubble.
Because somebody's willing to talk. They're sitting there seeking a writer out to fess up and give him all the details. That to me shows that it's breaking apart at the seams.
I don't see it that way.
The first part of it.
If somebody wants to sit there and tell Shams, like, hey, what happened? Well, Smart was pissed. You know, somebody called him out. You know, Jalen was, or maybe Jalen says, I was trying to calm him down and say we're all in this thing together. And he was so hot. And next thing you know, he's yelling at me. And just it was just emotional. Like, he's not, you know, that's.
Yeah, no, there's too much description here. And there's too much description, and it reads too much that Marcus Smart was the problem, at least by the person who made the call to Shams and gave him the details. That's bad.
We read it differently. That's fine. But we read it differently. To me, there wasn't any details. Somebody. Okay, who? I want detail. Jason Tatum called out Marcus Smart for taking an ill-advised three, the third to last trip down the court. He got pissed. They started having words. Then Jalen came. So I didn't get many details other than Smart was pissed off.
I think there are a lot of details for something that just happened last night. And Stephen A. Smith went on with more details today of people that are calling in.
Either.
Sure he did.
All right, let's hear from Stephen A. Smith.
Well, we're
going to get more details from Stephen A.
But we are getting detail. Well, do we have Stephen A.? Let's play Stephen A. then.
To put on my reporting hat, let me just tell y'all what I heard. In the aftermath of the game, Marcus Smart got into it. He was going off on the team, and Jaylen Brown stepped up and told him to calm down. We all a team. Let's come together, et cetera, et cetera. And they ultimately got into it. It was really about Marcus Smart and Jaylen Brown to some degree getting into a heated discussion. Jaylen Brown more so trying to calm him down and Marcus Smart going the hell off. He didn't like the fact that he was called out for taking an ill-advised three when Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown were both shooting field, or in Jason Tatum's case, shooting 50% from the field, Jaylen Brown shooting 57% from the field and 50% from three-point range. Yet this Marcus Smart, who has been making threes, who made a couple last night, took an ill-advised three, and some folks had to talk to him about that. He didn't appreciate that as well from what I heard. But in the end, it's something that ultimately will blow over. That kind of stuff happens. Marcus Smart is highly competitive. He's a rough rider.
There seems to be some details right there.
What new details did he give you?
Somebody has to say it!
Marcus Smart was somebody.
It was all about a three-point shot, an ill-advised three-point shot. He's giving you details of what they were addressing.
You know what they should have done? I think it's nothing.
Lou, if they were sitting there.
That's not much information.
I would feel so much better if they were all pissed off and they were all internally saying, what the bleep did we just do out there? This team is making us look like fools. Instead, they're pointing the finger.
Why did you take that ill-advised three? The only person that this team is making look like a fool is their leader, Brad Stevens. They're making it look like he is tucked in the corner while his whole team is arguing, and he is just hiding in the corner like, what do I do? What do I do? And chaos is happening around, just like last year's freaking squad when he stuck himself in the damn corner. All that was going on as well.
All right,
and then when they finally separate, it's like, I know what I'll do because I'm a coach. You know, I'll text him and say, we should meet and talk this thing out. We should talk it out. Come to my room at 1. Let's talk it out. No, this whole thing's making Brad Stevens look foolish.
Okay, let's get to it, because I agree. There's a lot there with Brad Stevens, and there's a lot into this game last night where you sit there and say, how the hell are they repeating the same mistake over and over and over again? And your phone calls at 617-779-7937. Maybe we'll hear from the Green Teamers today.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back to the show with Bill's little helper.
So we have
Lou Maloney is on OMF.
On that zone, we saw when Grant was in there late, he was screening and then rolling to fill that open space in the middle of it. Did you want the offense to stick with that, or did you want your perimeter guys to have more room to attack down the middle?
Well, if you pop against the zone, you're popping into the defense. So you've got to present a threat at the rim and make the guy in the middle play multiple guys, shrink the bottom. I thought we did a good job attacking to the corners on several occasions. We missed shots, or we drove it, dumped it to the roller, and he just missed. But Adebayo had a big part of that. This isn't about zones and defenses and offenses and stuff like that. This is, we just got to be better.
Well, there's no question you have to be better, Brad, but I think it has something to do with zone defenses. The teams obviously see an advantage for them when they go out and play zone. And you guys tell me, they're employing a 3-2. They're stretching it out to the perimeter because Boston has three-point shooters. So you've got all that empty space in the lane. And I know Bam is really good, and he's good at recovering. But you're not taking your guy off the dribble? You're not taking the ball to the hole in that situation? What are you doing? Well, it's on the coach.
That zone, you know, it's tough to run isolation. You know, which is what their offense has become at times.
It is difficult.
So I'm going to run isolation. Oh wait, they're double teaming me. But it's my turn to shoot. I got to shoot. I got the ball. They gave me the ball. I got to shoot. So, but they're double. What do I do? Oh, I don't know. Let someone knock it out of your hands. Maybe fight for the ball. Maybe swing it over to Kemba so he can go isolation. Oh, wait a minute. They're double teaming me. What do we do if we can't do isolation, Coach? No, to me, this whole thing, it's not about zones. It's not about offense. It's not about defense. I get it. You know, last night I was really worried about the effort. Do they know they're in Eastern Conference Finals at times? Like the effort, the focus? But Brad Stevens,
they have two games. They now have five losses in these bubble playoffs. And in four of them, they blew a double-digit lead in the second half. And if you go back and look at each one of them, it's adjustments the other coach made that changed the tempo of the game.
It's smuck teams, coaches. Chris, let me ask you. I know Bill's different, right?
Yeah.
Repeat offender, you're off the team.
Eventually, okay, yeah.
So let's imagine like another sport, whatever. I'm just saying, let's say baseball. You know, like okay. Benintendi can't run the bases. Guy's an absolute train wreck. Thomas Goodwin's the base running coach.
Our guy, friend of the show.
Yeah, our boy. He continues to run the bases like an idiot. At some point, who does it make look bad?
That would be the coach, Lou.
Yeah, because I'm not getting through to these guys. Yeah. So when you do the same things over and over again, and every game looks like the same, over and over and over again, like Jesus, at what point do you sit there? We all love Brad Stevens. I think he's a good coach. I don't, you know, but now you're starting to, it's like a player, a good player in a regular season. What does he look like in the postseason? He has his moments, but I think it's fair to say that this has been an utter mess for Stevens. All the way to that fight afterwards in this meeting. I mean, how many times can you sit and watch your team do the exact same thing and fail at it and not take your responsibility to try something different or do something?
I want to do something real quick because I want to take the last minute and 32 seconds because my thing is that when you have two highly competitive teams, right, and when you talk about the difference between winning and losing between two totally competitive, talented teams, the difference is razor thin. So the little things have to be important to you. The critical mistakes, when the circumstances are at their toughest, you have to be focused. So it's a minute and 32, Lou,
yep.
Glenn. You have an inbounds play.
Sure
you're down 5 points. Marcus Smart throws a crappy pass to Jaylen Brown. It's intercepted by Butler. He throws it to Crowder. He makes the basket. Now you're down 7. All right, so fine. Brown comes down. He hits a huge 3. Now you're down 4. Dragic hits a big jumper. Now you're down 6. Brown again hits a 3. Now you're down 3. Now you got 47.7 seconds left to play, and you just need a stop. So Jay Crowder misses a 3. Misses a 3 with 30 seconds left. You have 5 Celtics player, 4 at least 4, maybe 5, just standing around watching the ball, assuming the other guy's going to get it. And what happened? Bam swoops in. He gets the offensive rebound. He throws it out. Okay, but fine. They get a break. They get lucky because Butler fumbles it, and he loses the ball. Not because of anything anybody did. He just fumbles the ball. Sure enough, you get the ball. You go down. Jaylen Brown from the corner, clank. He'd made 2 earlier 3-pointers to keep you in the game, but he couldn't make the one that mattered. Okay, fine. They get the rebound. You're sitting there, okay, there's 12.7 seconds left. Nobody fouls him. You lose 2 seconds because you just assume the game is over. There's so many. So here's my point, Glenn. Here's what I need to say about this team. They're a bunch of stuck-up snobs. They just think their poop doesn't stink. Here's the Miami Heat out-hustling them like crazy, diving for balls, making huge plays. I would say Jimmy Butler, he did not have a great, productive game, at least when it came to points. But the dude made the plays when it mattered. All their guys make plays when it mattered. All their guys fight and hustle.
Yeah, they're lunch pail guys. They really are,
Christian. Guys, yeah. It's amazing. And listen, you turn the ball over 20 times. Like, you don't have to – listen, you don't need to cut it in half. Can you just turn it over 16 times? you'll have a better opportunity to win. You won't have to fight so hard at the end. And every shot is so important. They've been in every single game that they've lost, and it always comes down to the end. They screw it up. They can't make the right decision. They take a poor shot. They have a terrible inbounds play. Someone isn't in the right place. That is on Bad Stevens.
Ooh.
That is. Ooh. Ultimately, it
Mark
is.
Mark James reference.
I mean, well, you have to, at some point in time, you need to be responsible. Like, the guy's telling me to coach. When do I take some of the accountability as a player? And I'm not surprised that they're losing their crap.
So because, what's amazing
hold on,
about
because
this
with
is,
all that yeah. said and done.
Yeah, no, you bring
with,
up a great
on,
point.
Last stop. Okay. And then, because you monologue for a while, I got to keep
sorry.
Going. Okay, with all that said and done, with everything that we've said, they've been in every game in the end. Like, they can't get out of their own way, but then they can't close it out. So what do we do? So how do you fix it?
Well,
how do you fix it now?
First of all, they're a talented team, and I think they're more talented than the Miami Heat. And we've yet to see Jimmy Butler have big, huge games, or even Bam have big, huge games. Both have made phenomenal plays, but they haven't had the game. And Butler's capable of putting up 40, and Bam's capable of putting up, you know, 28, 30 with 15 rebounds. We haven't seen that yet. And so I think you're right. As you watch the play out for the last couple minutes of the game, you're sitting there saying, they're still in this thing. They're still in it, but they can't make that big, huge play, Christian. They can't. And it's just, and maybe you're right. Maybe it's because they think they're better than they really are. That people have, you know, kissed their ass and say nice things. So this is Kendrick Perkins this morning on ESPN about the Celtics.
Listen. The Celtics right now, they're showing up to the arena in a cute and sassy style of play.
Cute.
Right? They got their Versace robes on and Versace slippers and Gucci slippers with their Louis Vuitton swimming trunks. And right now, the Miami Heat are showing up in their Nomex and they steel-toed boots. And they're ready for action and they're grinding it out. The Celtics are playing so selfish offensively. They are playing my turn basketball. Kemba comes down. Let me show y'all what I got. I got a crossover to a step back. Then Jason Tatum, oh, you got that? But let me show you what I got in my bag. I got the sidestep three-point shot. Then all of a sudden, you see Jaylen Brown. Oh, let me show you. I could do something, too. I got a one-legged turnaround off the baseline. That is selfish play offensively by the Celtics. And defensively, they have lost their identity. Last night, I wanted to call Bam out of the bayou, Bam O'Neal. He had so many dunks, he was just snatching the screws out the rim. Where is the Celtics' number one defense that they've been leading in these playoffs? It has disappeared. They have lost their defensive identity.
Yep.
He nailed it.
Yep.
My turn basketball. He nailed it.
Yep.
You know, they think they're better than they are. And, you know, the fan base has been, you know, really nice to them. They're up and coming. And he's right. They're cute. That's what they are. But they're not at that level where they can make big plays in a game to move on to go win a championship.
Listen, every game you can look at guys, you know, and I don't think this is like a, you know, big picture thing and what you think they are, what you think they're going to become or anything. But Kemba was great in this game. Okay, I mean, early on he hit his shots. Marcus Smart. There were moments early in that game, you know, where I was wondering if Jaylen Brown realized what he was doing. You know, the intensity wasn't there. He just sort of seemed lost. He couldn't control.
I got a one-legged turnaround off the baseline.
But he just, you know, passing, just lazy. You know, I think there were some turnovers that were, you know, kind of off of his hand that went out of bounds. I thought he could have handled. But I think when you start talking about think they're better than they are, I do think of Jason Tatum.
Yep.
You know, and I do. And I know he went to the basket a lot in that second half and got his free throws.
Not in the fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter, he was 1-for-1, and he was 1-for-3 in the third, 2-for-4 from the field. I think he was 0-for-2 from 3 in the game. And I look at him, and I do wonder if there needs to be a little slap-around moment. You know, third team, all NBA, which is nice in a year where there's no Curry, there's no KD.
Right.
There's no Klay Thompson.
Be more difficult.
There's no Kyrie Irving. Yep. So third team is nice. You know, it's almost like an Al Horford All-Star team, right?
Ooh.
So it's nice. But I think he needs a little kick in the ass at times because he seems more interested in, like, you know, in giving the facial expressions when he hits a great three to the camera or just complaining to the referees constantly, not getting back. You know, we talked about that steal where Jimmy Butler went out of bounds around his back and it was like a 3-on-1 late. And, you know, the minute he inbounded the ball, Jason Tatum ran for the offensive side. He was right at half court. He took two steps to try to score. Meanwhile, it was a 3-on-1.
Mm-hmm.
When you get back and play defense.
Yeah.
I love the player. I think he's going to be a great player. Yeah. But right now, he thinks he is already that guy, and he is not.
So I think Brad Stevens can pull up 10 plays and say, guys, and I would say with all that's been said and everything that's been done, all this is fixable. It's all fixable.
It absolutely is fixable.
But it's almost to the point where somebody needs to compromise. Somebody needs to be the bigger man and say, I'll adjust.
They lost one quarter. You know, I know how you guys felt about that fourth when they came back. They were up 5 points at one point with like 4 minutes to go in that game. And for a team that had a 17-point lead, I was sitting there saying, man, if they win this game, they're stealing it. Like, if they come out in the fourth quarter and somehow sneak this game out, I felt like they were like, they're going to steal this game. For a team that had a 17-point lead at one point, like, you know, in that third quarter. So they showed something coming back in the fourth, but again, wasn't enough because they don't know how to finish.
All right, let's get to the phone calls and get your reaction. Probably a little bit concerned, I would think, right now, down 0-2. We go to Steve in the truck. Hey, Steve.
Hi, guys. How are we doing today?
Good, Steve.
I got a few points I want to make because, you know, Glenn, I'm kind of like you. I've been watching this team since 1962. And last night, they came dangerously close to throwing a jab. Hot stuff, cherry peppers through the screen of my TV. I'm yelling at the TV. What in the name of Jesus are they doing? I'm going to lay this at Brad Stevens' feet because, you know, even when he's getting interviewed at halftime, there's no emotion. He's doing the wrong things. They have the girl down on the floor after the third quarter. What do you think happened in that quarter? We got to play better. Well, no kidding, you got to play better. Can you show a little emotion to your team to maybe get their asses in gear? I'm not saying you got to call somebody out of the court, but what do you think Bill Fitch would have done in that situation? He was a maniac. He'd have been yelling and screaming on the sidelines.
I don't care about his interviews. No, I don't care about his interviews. Come on.
Okay. Yeah, I don't listen. What he says publicly, I'm not real concerned.
I'm more
with,
concerned with what he's saying privately.
The message is not getting to these guys privately, right? Not getting to.
No, it's not. And it's a couple years in a row. You know, the message isn't getting to his team. It is. So you can say what you want, but listen, we all think he's a very good coach. You know, maybe to a certain point, I don't know. But at what point does a very good coach have to kind of pull a very talented team together and not crap all over themselves late in games like they've constantly done here?
I would say Saturday night would be a good timing on that one. Here's Jack in Providence here on OMF. Hi, Jack. All right.
Okay.
Good.
There we go.
Jack,
what's wrong with the F-bomb?
Well, there's a green teamer. There's a green teamer. And I'm saying a lot of it in text and on Twitter. The green teamers are still loving their cute little team. They do not want to go and knock them right now. I don't know if they're afraid that if they abandon them in any way, maybe they won't win on Saturday night.
I don't know what that guy was.
But I'm seeing a little bit of it where the green teamers are still very, very supportive. Well, just look at that game last night. The Celtics shot 50%. 50% from the floor. Wasn't a problem. How about 3-point? They shot 36% in 3-point territory.
They had 20 turnovers.
Right. That was it, Lo. Because they out-rebounded the Heat as well in that game last night. And yet the Heat ended up with 18 more shots in the game. How is that possible?
I tell you what, it doesn't. If you just fix a few of the things, not all of them. Don't even commit to fixing all of them. Guys, just fix a few of them. You had 20 turnovers. How about 16? Now, how about 16 possessions? How about when there's under a minute and 30 left, you are a little bit more careful with your inbounds play? How about that? How about recognize what's at stake? So everyone's got to be a little bit more aggressive, a little bit more thoughtful, a little bit more less reckless with your throws and your shot selection. They excel when it matters most, and that's the main thing I've been taking from this team. In every single game that they have lost, the other team doesn't pee down their legs. The Celtics last night again. I don't care. Give them the freaking third quarter. They earned it. They earned the third quarter. I mean, hell, it was a 37-17 third quarter for them, a differential. It was a 20-point swing. Are you kidding me? Fine. You're still in the game. It's basketball. There's ups and downs, but you just, you know, hope to kind of, you know, grind through it.
Mm-hmm.
Just But just Kristen. So I don't think they have it in them. I think that is my thing. They just don't have it. The Heat do. They're doing something special. And we're watching it firsthand.
I don't think it's real special yet. I think.
Oh, my God. I think.
Oh, I thought
they
beat Milwaukee. I thought they played
special.
Much. Oh,
they
no. That is special. No, that is special. Being 10-1. No. I'm talking about the difference of play.
Oh,
they played better in the Milwaukee series than they have in the first two games here. I'm telling you, you have not seen the best of Miami yet. They played better in that Milwaukee series. They were far more dominant in this game. The game is up for grabs, but I think you just hit on it. They're front runners, the Celtics. So when the game is on the line, they do pee down their leg. That's their problem. So we could look at Jimmy Butler in the two games. He's been okay, but how many big plays has he made? The bucket the other night in game one. How
Dragic
about the two steals in the end of the game? Absolutely. They're making all of the big plays. And that's just pure guts and out there just outworking the other team. 50-50 balls. Miami's getting them all. All right, 617-779-7937. Talking about the Celtics down 0-2 in the series. An hour from now, Mike Lombardi will join us, and we'll get into the Patriots game. And this first hour has been brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Rams Jeep Adventure Days. Get your new 2020 Jeep Renegade today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.